what to expect from your first Response 5 session with your dog. Well, you're going to be a bit nervous, and this is all new to you, but remember it's also new to your dog. And also, you guys are a team, so it's new to you now, but as you start going through this, you'll see that the dog really teams up with you, and it becomes just a really beautiful, natural thing to do together. So take your time and relax. If the dog's acting a little silly, it's just because he's not sure what's going on yet. It'll happen. Begin with step one. Take that break. And then move on to step two. You'll find that the dog starts to calm. And as the dog starts to calm, you will as well. So enjoy the process. Typical responses from a dog are yawning, which is a great sign. Sometimes they'll give a little quick lick to their paw. It's kind of an unknown reason for that response, but we see it quite often. And then eventually, the best part is when they just lie down and start taking it all in. This is really saying that they're in rest and repair mode and the body is starting to heal. So enjoy that process. Once you've done response 5, give at least a 5-10 minute break and then repeat it again if you so choose to. Often once is enough, but sometimes you like to do it 2 times as well. After the session, you'll find that your dog wants to take a nice long nap. That's typical. If that's not the case, that's fine. But typically they do. They kind of stay in that relax and repair mode and have a nap. By the next morning, they're up and going and things are back to, you know, their normal selves. In between that time of you finishing the session and the next morning, the best thing you can do is to keep your hands off your dog. I know that sounds almost impossible. I mean, it's what we do. We love our dogs. But it's allowing the session to kind of take into the body and do its best work. Well, you're not going to erase it if you forget, but it's just, you know, a nice reminder of not to touch your dog. At least love them up around the head, but not a good day for massaging or getting out the brush or bath or whatever. So just kind of let them chill for that day. The next day, we're back to regular routine. So what you'll find that comes first with response 5, and a part that I love so much, is the energy shift. For senior dogs, it's the most beautiful thing and the best gift you can give with response 5. There's a spark that comes after the first few days, a reconnection with the family, and honestly, the mobility almost seems secondary to the fact that they're feeling better and feeling reconnected to the family. After a few days or after a few response 5 sessions, that's when you see the mobility changes start to come. Now, I'm sure you've made the list of what you're looking for and, you know, you're kind of starting to observe your dog in the best ways to see where you've begun and where you're ending. So take all those notes and keep on going. Report to me if you want to send me some great news on what's going on or if you have any concerns. That's what I'm here for. And enjoy.